think damn, y'all know what it is. Game day in Manhattan. Eddie Greer for another Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition men's basketball. Coming off a 7-point loss last Saturday against Oklahoma State Cowboys, which in this game, K-State found themselves trailing by 20 in this game. And you know, the game here, at least over the weekend, reached historic proportions, which I'm not going to get into right now. I'm pretty sure we'll get into that with my co-host Alex on this week's recording of the weekly edition of the Purple Project Podcast. But, you know, when you hear Antonio Gordon saying that they're having shaky practices and bad warm-ups before, not just this game, like he said, but any game in the second half, you got issues. And this team definitely still has issues to correct and to even read that. You know, shaky practices and bad warm-ups. Come on, man. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, you had, what, almost 20 games to figure this out, and you still are screwing around or whatever it is that you're doing. It just mind-boggling that, you know, you're having bad practices before games. And this is not the time to have bad practices going up against your in-state rival tonight here. As it says, later on tonight, K-State will play KU in part two of the Sunflower Showdown, which K-State got... They were, I guess, intimidated against KU in the Allen Fieldhouse. When I was hearing, I was reading that and hearing that and listening to that, I'm like, wow, okay, well, you know. So, I mean, they've been kind of intimidated all year, if you look at it. I mean, losing Baylor in dominating fashion, it just, I mean, yeah, you're losing by 20. But, yes, I mean, the K-State men's team, they fought back valiantly here, cutting the lead to at 1.6 in the second half of this game before Oklahoma State finally buckled, muscled up, and made some critical shots late by Cade Canahan, Cunningham's 15 in this game. But saying that, Antonio Gordon led the way for the Wildcats in this game with his 15 and 14, double-double for Antonio Gordon, Mr. Inconsistency. I mean, you get these games out of him, then you're in business here. Sometimes you get a lame duck performance from him sometimes, because he's that type of dude. I mean, we've seen it almost for 2 years now. But he definitely, I mean, if he gets his mind right, then he can do just like this. But if he's heading in the game, then you're going to get some lousy performances from him. But yeah, I mean, Davion Bradford only 10 points. Nigel Pack went 3-7 from downtown, 14 points in the game. Eziegu had 8 off the bench and 3 rebounds for Kansas State in this game as they get set here later on in prime time. And Bram was taking on KU, which they were they were scared going out. I don't feel out of sight. I mean, even I had a little optimism going in today. They can get one of these two games. Even me, yours truly could get that, but they missed out on a chance on getting Oklahoma State almost coming back there, but it wasn't enough. And now tonight, you're going up against KU team that has their own inconsistencies as well in the game. KU coming off a 14-point win against Iowa State in Ames. Iowa State have their own issues as well, but obviously, you know, KU 9-5 in the conference here coming into this game. 15-7. Now, they still have a good record, but not have we seen it in the past with this team. Now, obviously, with their allegations hanging over them and all that other stuff there. But, you know, which K-State team are we going to get in this game tonight? Are we going to get the one that put a game together here a couple weeks ago here against Texas, nearly beating them? Or were to get... I mean, they showed up in the second half, but, you know, you fall behind that deep in any game by 20 points or more, you're not coming back in any game. So, I mean, or we're going to get the K-State that, you know, having a bad warm-up before the game and not into the game. So, this is your in-state rival. This is your in-state rival. You need to get up for this game, man. You got a chance. I mean, you play like you do against Texas, you got a chance to really break this KU team, because we've seen KU at different spots of the year this year. You know, you jump on them early, they tend to kind of fold a little bit. So, you know, but hey, K-State has had issues all year. 5-17 overall this year, and hey, this is, I mean, like I said, like I predicted on a previous edition of the Purple Project Podcast weekly, I don't see it winning anytime soon, but hey, you know, the crazy things happen, so, but hey, I'm leaving a 5% chance on it tonight, so we'll see what happens there. K-State looking to make amends against their in-state rival tonight, KU, looking to knock them off tonight, and that'll be really sweet. If they were to do that, that would be really sweet given the circumstances of this very tough and difficult 2020-2021 basketball season for Bruce Weber and the Cats. This has been Eddie Greer III. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats. We'll see what happens tonight.